The impact of the so-called gig economy is growing in Vermont, and as businesses like Airbnb and Uber expand, there's been a focus on how the state can regulate them. During the last legislative session, lawmakers passed two new laws designed to do just that. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
People come upstairs. A little map to show people where they are when they first get in the apartment.
Adam Silver has been renting his third-floor Brattleboro apartment on Airbnb for about 3 years. He says it's busy year-round, mostly on weekends, and that the added income helps out with his other part-time work, running a catering business and art gallery. When lawmakers debated Vermont's new home-sharing law, there was talk of requiring a registration fee and increasing health and fire safety codes. Ultimately, the new law only requires that health department and fire safety numbers be posted and that each host post a tax ID number on their website ad. Silver received a notice recently from Airbnb explaining the new law, and now he has the information up on the refrigerator in his apartment.
I'm pleased that the lawmakers saw that there is a difference between inns and hotels and people having an Airbnb in their own home. There should be somewhat different ways to regulate this. And so I think that was paid attention to in as the lawmakers figured this out.
The legislature also passed a ride-sharing law this year to regulate companies like Uber and Lyft. Vermont is one of the last states to do so, and Commissioner of Financial Regulation Mike Pichek says the new law comes as the companies are looking to expand here.
One of the benefits of having a statewide jurisdiction is that these companies are operating in multiple places in the state. So when they operate across the state, it's helpful for them to have a statewide set of regulations.
The change in how web-based ride-sharing companies are regulated does raise some questions about how towns and cities should oversee taxis and limo services. Pichek says the state law supersedes any local ride-sharing ordinance, but the legislation directs his office to report on how the law might affect how other vehicle-for-hire companies are regulated.
We're conducting a study this summer to look at the various similarities and distinctions from this new piece of legislation and the municipal taxi laws of many of the towns and cities in Vermont. So we'll have a better understanding of exactly where the differences and similarities lie.
The new law authorizes the Commissioner of Motor Vehicles to inspect at least 25 ride-sharing drivers' records every year for compliance and sets an administrative penalty of up to $500 for each violation. Burlington Representative Jean O'Sullivan sponsored the bill, and she says Uber did not want to pay for an insurance program called MedPay, which pays out $5,000 immediately after an accident, regardless of who's at fault.
We as a regulatory body have to look at how do we protect workers in this new environment. These are people who are driving distracted by definition because they're driving looking at an app. So that MedPay piece was a big part of protecting workers and looking at the gig economy and how do we look at workers in a new light.
During legislative testimony, a lobbyist representing Uber said the company would, quote, have to leave the state if the MedPay provision was included. But a spokeswoman for Uber said the company would comply and looks forward to increasing its business in Vermont. A spokeswoman for Lyft, which is Uber's main competitor, said the company is thrilled with the law and that it makes it easier for its drivers to work across the state. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.